Toxic Tangents Podcast.
Experiencing it. Every couple of years, like, somebody will still run, like, a beach party in Texas for, like, spring break. And that shit, you'd still be wild. Niggas be getting shot at, shooting. It'd be crazy as fuck. Like,
you
some
said
wild
in Galveston?
Shit. Yeah, it's in Galveston, but the Kappa Beach Party. So then the Kappas didn't want their name affiliated with the Kappa Beach Party. So then they called it the Texas Beach Party. And it was still very ratchet as fuck.
Ratchet,
like,
in a good way or a bad way?
No, it was just like, it depends on what you, how you look at it. Like, the women was fucking freaky as, bro, it's, you can probably find the videos on, like, porn sites and shit. Like, type in Texas Beach Party. You just gonna see wild ass shit. Like, niggas would literally just go up to a female and just grab that ass, grab on her titties and shit, like, in the middle of the fucking street.
Damn, that sounds
like
some,
it was wild as fuck.
It's definitely 2024. We can't do that no more.
Yeah, nah. Didn't see in the 90s you could do a lot of shit.
Fuck that shit. We want to. No, I'm just playing. We don't want to sexually assault women. Yo, you think about a lot of that shit back then. That was very, like, rapey. What used to go on, but it was so regular.
Yeah, it was like normal. Nowadays the standard is different. Like, just like, take for instance, like, you come across like somebody like old uncle that's used to, like, nigga was a wild nigga in the '90s and
right,
shit, and then now all of a sudden
women.
Yeah. Nah, you know, like, he come around like the new age women on that shit, then, you know what I'm saying, man, what the fuck wrong with you? But, like, in his days that shit was normal. These days, like,
we used to grab your titties and shake them all around the street, squeeze them shits till milk squirted out. And now you bitches be prude as fuck. I'm like, bro, we don't get down like.
Nah, you gotta have that respect these days, bro. Like, consent, niggas gotta have, like, learn what the fucking word consent means.
What's crazy is all you gotta do is just ask, and you'd be surprised what a lot of these women will let you do.
Bro, you'll be surprised on if you just pull out your camera phone and just start recording what they would do. But it's just like, you gotta
get freaky for the camera.
You just gotta be like a certain type of person though, because some people, they just feel like, bro, it'll be so crazy if this nigga that I'm finna talk about, see, this, we recording right now?
Yeah.
All right.
We all down.
It'll be crazy if the nigga that I'm finna talk about see this podcast, like, he follow you or some shit. But I was walking inside R&B night Thursday night.
Oh, I heard
over
that
there.
Didn't they have DJ Who Kid?
Yeah, he was at Lobby last night too.
Oh,
shout out
fuck.
Who Kid. That nigga was lit, bro. That nigga was super lit.
See, and them the days I be mad because I'm like, I don't want to go out. Bro, I thought about going out, but I'm like, nah,
I think,
man,
the Knicks and the Nuggets was in that hole too.
Oh my god, of all night. So you think it's gonna be live tonight?
The Lobby live every night.
Yeah, but like,
that's my favorite, like, club, Matt, in Colorado.
It, yeah, I would say me too, just because it's most consistent. It hasn't been shut down.
Yeah,
well,
but
it did get shut down for a
I fuck bit. With the Lobby, bro. Like,
they're a status. I like status because it's close to all the bullshit. So when you're downtown already, you could just walk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, two blocks. If you
me
want,
personally,
if,
and
if
it's,
you want to go to the Lobby, you got to, like,
it's only a block away from status.
The Lobby, nah, that's like way down on 16th and YZ. That's over here. Yeah, it's downtown, but like,
yeah,
especially if you with some girls.
A nigga like me though, like, I love, like, the people at Lobby. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got some homies over there and shit. I'm gonna go to Lobby, but Status, I go to Status sometimes. But I just like just me personally. Like, I'm a native. Like, it native fit my vibe.
I like the vibe in there a little better, just because, you know, it's darker and I don't know, it looks cooler in there.
I done had some very, like, wild nights at Lobby. And Status, I don't know, like, every time I go to Status, I be on some, like, good boy shit. I just be chilling. Like, I don't be wild at night.
You know what? It's because the lights, they need to dim the lights more.
That's what it is. It's too fucking bright.
People, you know, when you turn the lights down, people get ratchet.
I just think that, like, when you go to Native, it get very crowded. So you kind of, like, everybody just, like, right here. Mm-hmm. But then when you got a, like, Status, you got room to move around and shit. I fuck with Status though. I fuck with Status. But I definitely fuck. I'm gonna go to, if somebody be like, you wanna go to Native or Status, I'm be like, shit, let's go to Native for sure.
Yeah,
I'm going there. It was one point, like, last year, I think I was going to Native, like, every single Friday, Saturday, Sunday for, like, at least, like, 3 months straight. I went every Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I was in that house too much.
And that's crazy to me. Like, me, I fuck with all these clubs. Like, I like to switch it up. So, like, I feel like different friend groups of mine, they want to go certain places. Like, a certain friend group will want to go to there. A certain friend group will want to go to, like, and you know who you are, motherfucker. Whiskey Row every fucking week. And I'm like, dude, I can't do this.
Bro, I ain't never been to Whiskey Row.
You ain't missing nothing. It's cool if you like.
I be going.
Chicks, you know, I guess.
Yeah, I like white chicks.
It's cool.
But I like the white chicks that be at Native.
Because they specifically fuck with niggas.
Yeah. I like them white chicks.
They the different kind. I don't know. Sometimes them bitches get on my nerves because they be trying to act black and shit.
I was used to the time.
You white, bitch.
Most of the time, when I be seeing them, I be so fucking like drunk by then that I don't know what the fuck they be acting like. Yeah. Because I usually meet them like after 1 o'clock in the morning most of the time.
You just see ass and titties.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know, like, if you ever ran into me at, like, 1:30 at night, I'm a completely different person. Like, yeah. Them, like Drake say, scary hours. Before that time, I just be chilling. I be reserved, laid back, yeah, just to myself. Two. Yeah, after that time of night, man, I'm a fucking monster out here in these streets.
Bro, did you go out for St. Patrick's Day weekend?
No, because I had to move, and I was so mad, bro.
Oh, shit, bro.
No, I did. I went to Temple.
Okay,
it wasn't like I like Temple. Shout out to Temple, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with Temple. But that night it just wasn't like super live.
Yeah.
You know, I think over there, like at those kind of places, it depends on who the DJ or who the artist that night.
Yeah, Temple is mostly EDM place, but
yeah.
To be honest, you gotta so the top 3 days/nights in Denver. Definitely New Year's, because literally everybody's out, even people that don't even go
out.
Yeah,
I think that's everywhere you go, New Year's.
Right, so besides New Year's, is definitely St. Patrick's Day and then opening day for the Rockies.
Opening day,
so
for sure.
Like, if there was any day to be out or night,
I should have hit Larry.
Go out during the day, definitely.
And the crazy shit is, I stay downtown, and I never go to, like, Laramie and Market and shit.
Bro,
like, I never go there.
I need to take you to a place, because they cool. I mean, I've been going there for a minute, so it's not, like, too crazy, but, you know, I would definitely say.
I did go to Beer Hall, like, 2 weeks ago, though.
Beer Hall's cool. Bro, I haven't been there a minute.
All right, so I went to, like, the Afrobeat party across the street, and then, like, it started dying out at, like, at 1, so then I hit Beer Hall for, like, 30 minutes, and, bro, it was all right.
Yeah.
It was all right.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, there'd be some things in there.
I want to go to, like, some real crazy white people bars where they just be fucking wild at night, like, look like some shit I see on the movies or something.
Let me show you, like,
I want to go to, like, the real shit.
I mean, after this, we can go to Avanti and shit. Like, bro, this shit is out here. I'm like, how do you not go to this? This is Colorado. Like, I'm very surprised, actually. Because I be at those places. I be everywhere, so.
Hey, shout out to Colorado Al, by the way. We sip it. We need a.
I mean, some shit like, hold on, I was asking them ratchet questions, but this dude, I think he was like, okay, those are some Hispanics turning up at.
The Hispanic women be lit out here.
Mm-hmm.
That's Riot House?
Yeah.
So it's outdoors and indoors?
This motherfucker.
That nigga is fucked up.
Right. He pulled his shirt. I'm like, what? I need
a boy showing belly. I ain't know it was outside, too.
Yeah, they just opened up the rooftop. You mean some shit more like this?
What is it?
That's at Riot House.
I need to hear Riot House. I ain't been there yet.
It's cool. It's brand new. That's what it looked like. Like, damn, every single
get in?
Bar. Every single bar and
I fuck with El Patio.
El Patio.
That got my boy right.
Yeah, I was asking him some ratchet questions. You talking about fuck Native? I'm like, bro, I'm not putting that on out in Denver.
He probably got kicked out that hoe or something.
I think he did. I think he did say that. I mean, I've been kicked.
Cause out. Cause I had a homeboy. This nigga hate Native because he got banned. Like, he couldn't go back in there. So they like he could like he was like, man, fuck Native. I ain't gotta go. I was like, bro, fuck what you talking about. That's the littest fucking club in the city, bro.
Why he did he get banned?
Up. Just in that hoe drunk, tripping, you know.
Yo.
Bro,
if
you get kicked out and then they get your ID, and they gonna put you on the list.
Oh,
so
shit.
Don't give them your ID.
Why would you give them your ID?
Because they're gonna ask you for it so they can put your ass on the list and ban your
ass.
If
they ask you for your ID, why would you give it to them though?
Because some people just be
like they're not thinking because they so fucked up.
Yeah, some people just do shit, bro.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? He gave him his ID, and then every time he tried to go back in there, they banned that nigga. And I was like, bro, you banned from, like, the most, Live is a place.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, on this side of the mountains.
He's good, but, you know, I wouldn't want to be banned from that. So I got kicked out a few months ago. That's probably why I haven't been back.
I got kicked out the hell too before.
It's because I was too drunk, and I guess, and I was mad because I was at one of the after hours, and I ran into the homie, and he was like, bro, you good? Last time I see you, you was out of there. Like, I don't remember this at all. So I guess I was like, I don't know, the white dude, whoever that white security guard kicked me out of there. Yeah, he be tripping, bro.
I'm gonna say that nigga name. I ain't gonna say that nigga name. Yeah, but he be tripping sometimes. He always get into it with people, like,
because he's white.
But he just be doing too much sometimes. But shout out to, like, I fuck with they.
That's why they hired him, because he knows that white people be tripping on niggas.
Yeah, I fuck with they security and shit though. Like they got some real niggas on the security staff. Like I fuck with them niggas tough, bro. Like I be sending them niggas out and about. And they like some real ass niggas. But him in particular, bro, like he be doing some extra shit sometimes. And I see him get into a lot of shit, a lot of times, like, somebody is fucking cussing his ass out, threatening his ass
and shit. See, that's how security guards get shot.
Yeah.
Like, for real, that's a dangerous
guy. Back in Houston, too, this is why I'd never be a security guard, but I was in a situation to where a fucking security guard got shot and killed right in front of me. Ooh, and, you know what I'm saying, like... Jeez. It was just like some just crazy shit, and like the nigga just being a fucking security guard, you know what I'm saying, getting on a nigga ass.
Right.
And that nigga just, you know, the security guard nigga, like, really, sometimes, like, I be trying to tell like certain people, like, if you a security and you decide to, like, put your hands on somebody or try to manhandle somebody, you know what I'm saying, to show who you are, you can't just think that because you're a security, like, a nigga ain't going to do shit. Or even, like, a cop. Like, you can think you a cop and think you going to do this, but that don't mean that this nigga ain't just twice as crazy as you are. So, right. In that situation, like, he manhandled this nigga, and that nigga went to the car, came back, and laid him down. And I was like, man.
Yeah. I think that's a similar situation what happened at Native before. I guess a lot of people had knew. It was either there and or Dorchester, actually. Don't quote me on this. Anybody who knows the story, first of all, rest in peace to them. But, you know, write in if you know the real story. But, yeah, I think some similar shit happened at Dorchester, actually. Dorchester doesn't exist no more. But that's where that's what Orchid is now.
Oh, yeah, where they be having scatter parties.
Yeah.
I love the scatter parties, too. I love.
Bro,
I love African. I love African women, bro.
Because
they dance.
No offense to my black folks, Americans, that is. I'm American. But sometimes we be on some bullshit. And when I go to the Caribbean party, when I go to the African party.
They be dancing, shaking
their
ass.
It's the same shit. It's still niggas. It's still people dancing, shaking ass.
Hey, my favorite song right now.
Getting drunk, partying.
My favorite song right now is an African song.
They don't do nigga shit. They don't be shooting. They don't be on that type.
Nah,
of
they
shit.
Be tripping sometimes. You gotta watch them. You gotta watch them African men, bro. Them niggas be tripping sometimes, bro.
What on the women?
Yes, like they don't want you to talk to their women sometimes. Like sometimes them niggas be on some jealous shit.
It depends.
But I love. Sometimes. I ain't gonna lie. Like me, like if ever I get married and shit, I don't know, bro. Like I like their mindset. I like the way they think, and like this the way they are.
Nobody likes America. Why don't people like America?
Because I ain't got time for them games, man. Like fucking American women, nigga. Y'all like me? Y'all be playing games. I be tripping. So the women be the same. Well, we all be on the same shit.
There we go. We
man, you talk. Yeah, we like you ever talk to like a woman that's not from America, bro? It's like it's a lot of things that you
pure in their actions and what they say.
Yeah, and they stand on what they stand on business. Like they not really like caught up in like this shit that we caught up in. Like they just serious. Like they tell you what it is and that's what it is, and it ain't gonna be no other way. Here, I don't know what the fuck be going down. Like you could be like smashing a chick, y'all going on dates every day, and then tomorrow like. Y'all ain't even talking though. Like it's just like it shouldn't.
Like you stop answering type shit.
Not even her, but it's just like I feel like in America we lose interest too fast. Like our attention span is very short, and we just lose interest in shit. Like
damn, even when dating, yeah.
Yeah, especially when dating. Like I could meet a girl today and be like, "Damn, she bad as fuck," and then like next weekend, like I'm already like on to the next one. Mm. I don't know why. It's just like
we
bullshit out here, and we don't take shit seriously.
Where do you think that comes from? Do you think it comes from the music? Do you think it comes from social media?
It's social media, like, bro.
You think it's all
social media? I think about before, like when I was in high school, right? We ain't really have, this was before the social media area, and I'm 35, so, you know, some of y'all might be a little
man,
younger
I know
than
you're
me.
35.
Hell yeah.
I thought you was like maybe like 30. But hell yeah,
all right. I wish I could go back to them days too.
Yeah, I wish I could go back to my 20s.
But I still like this age too. I feel like, you know, the older you get, the wiser you get. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you just,
you
kind of get more into who you going to be. You know what I'm saying? I like that phase. Like, I was lost at them young ages and like now where I want to be in life. Like, you know, shit a little deeper now.
Yeah, I feel you.
But, I forgot what I was talking about.
Like what? Back on the social media thing. Mm. Like, how was that?
Oh, yeah. So back in like high school and shit, like, or even just like I was on my lunch break the other day at work, and I'm sitting at the table, and like I'm like, damn, everybody like on their phone, and I asked the question. I was like, man, I wonder what the fuck people did on their lunch break like 30 years ago.
Yeah,
like, you probably had great conversations and shit. And I just feel like...
Yeah, that's true, huh?
Like
they probably got their little brown bag. Everybody sit down. Hey, what's up, man? Yo.
Yeah.
So how's the wife, man?
But, like, when I was in high school and shit, like, I, like, talk to girls and shit. And then we'll stay on the phone talking all fucking night. Mm-hmm. Like, deep-ass conversations. The sun fuck around and come up.
Yeah.
You don't want to get off the phone because you just really on this bitch talking about, like, real-ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, like, you talk on the phone, like... Man, 9 times 10, you talk to me on the phone. I'm still on my. I got you on speakerphone.
Yeah,
I'm on Instagram. Bro. I'm on Snapchat. I'm trying to see what the fuck I'm finna do. I'm text messaging and shit. Like, I'm distracted as fuck. And I feel like these days, bro, like, we just all distracted by shit.
Yeah. Oh, no, definitely. I catch myself doing that all the time. I'm always on my phone. I mean, if you couldn't tell, I'm a social media nigga.
Me too. I'm big on the social media.
Hey, but at least we got excuses because
I spend a lot of my time sliding in DMs and just all kind of around shit. Sometimes, you know, because like I slide in the DM and then like I go to the club and see this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know.
Yeah,
it's like we know each other now.
It's
like,
a small world.
Yeah, it's like we know each other now. So when like I didn't sit in your DM. And then we just ran into each other, like, the same day later on.
Yeah.
So it's like, we got that acknowledgement.
See,
now I can have this conversation
speak.
With you.
A lot of women, they say that a lot of us guys will, you know, will talk on Instagram.
They don't say shit in person?
We too scared. Or
I do that shit sometimes, too. Like, I be seeing some people, like, I didn't slid in their inbox or try to holler at them, and then I see them in person, and I act like I don't see them. Because they ain't respond to me. Like, man,
you think
you going to curb me and I'm finna come.
Right. That's one thing. I'm talking
say
about
some,
like, actually talking back and forth. I guess guys, they don't.
Oh, yeah.
Too scared.
Yeah, because, like, all right, so,
maybe
like.
They think it's weird. And
but
that's the thing is, like.
This, I'm going to get some free game to y'all, to the fellas, man. Man, say whatever the fuck you gonna say, cause the worst thing she can say is no. You know what I'm saying? I take a no anytime before I just don't say nothing.
There you go. So that means send that dick pic and say, do you wanna suck it? The worst thing she can say is no. Fuck that shit.
Dick, you tried.
Fuck it
if she block you, man. That's what we got finsters for.
Hell yeah. See, I'm already giving you bad advice in this episode.
I ain't gonna lie. If I like a female, I already probably follow you from 2 accounts. So, shit, fuck it, block me. I bet you don't know the other.
Man, I'm mad as hell. She probably never listened to this. I met this chick, like, in life. I got her number and her fucking shit. I might cut this out because this is an L. I'll say this.
We gotta put this shit out there to the
youth. I'll say the rest.
Somebody
of
might learn. Somebody
I'll
might t- learn from
no,
this.
No, fuck that shit. I'm sick of talking about my failure stories on here. God damn it. Being a podcaster is tough because you definitely make yourself hella vulnerable.
Yeah, I didn't say some shit on podcasts. I don't know. I shouldn't say this shit now. Like people be knowing. But fuck it, man. They just got to know.
Man, it is what it is. Fuck these hoes. Welcome back to the Toxic Tangents podcast. Thank you for being here. You could be anywhere in the world right now listening to this, but you're here. Hey, nigga. No. Who we got in here today?
Man, it's your boy Dijon in the syrup room. Mile High Parties. All that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go. Let's
straight
go.
Out of Houston, Texas. Probably kicking out here in Denver, Colorado.
Come on. You know we out here. We back. Episode 126, I think.
Man, boy, you just put me in work.
Yeah, I guess. But, hey, and I've said this before, and I mean it. 2024 is the year that we're going to elevate, okay? We're slowly elevating.
And sometimes,
right. So hit the
elevation
like
requires separation.
Ooh, damn. Bars. Number bars today.
I said that shit on the Instagram caption.
Nigga, you one of them niggas. One of them Justin LaBoy ass niggas.
Yeah, that nigga be fucking up the game sometimes, man.
Do you think he's like his dad?
Who's his dad?
Diddy.
Justin LaBoy?
Yes.
That's P. Diddy's son?
Yeah, he doesn't look like him because he's mixed, but.
Damn, I didn't even know that shit.
Sidebar, that's why I don't want to have, no offense to any mixed people, that's why I don't want to have mixed kids is because I want to know that my kids are going to look like me.
I want at least one mixed kid, you know what I'm saying? Why? I don't know, it just seemed cool.
That's toxic as fuck.
Like, I want like three baby mamas.
What?
I already got one. So I gotta and have one. Like if I have another kid, I gotta have two baby mamas now. So I got one already. So the next one, like you know, I don't know, is it gonna be like an African chick or a Mexican chick or a black chick? I don't know yet.
But then,
after that, I want to have one more kid. I don't know if that one gonna work out. But then the next one. It might work out. I know it sounds crazy, but I be trying to plan out things realistically.
Okay.
Because I kind of want to, like, I want to have another kid, right? But I don't know, like, if it's going to work out. I don't know if I want to get married or not. Because somebody got to show me a successful, real marriage. Like, I never see that shit. All I see is people, like, get married and then get divorced. Get married, get divorced.
So you haven't seen anybody in a successful marriage, even in, like, your own family?
No. I never seen a marriage that, you know how I'd be like, till death do us part?
Yeah.
Like, back in, like, my grandma and great-grandma, like, in their days, like, they would, like, die married. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, they would die and still be married. Like, they just went through all the bullshit together. Mm-hmm. And fuck it. Like, this person cheat. This person do some dumb shit. This person do some dumb shit. They stayed together. You know what I'm saying? Like, they worked out every problem.
So, you saw that even if they, in these marriages.
Yeah, even if they hated it. Like, sometimes you can tell they fucking hate each other. Like, they talk shit about each other, whatever. But the one thing they didn't do was separate. They just stayed in that shit. And nowadays, like, the mentality is, like, shit, it's, like, you ain't got to stay in that shit. Like, get the fuck out of that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's no seeing things through no more. It's just, like, when shit get hard, you just go your separate ways. Like, everybody always getting divorces and shit. Like, nobody, like, everybody, like, when I was in, like, high school and shit, and they got married, like, at an early age, like, 20, 23 and shit. Man, all them women now be the same motherfuckers in the club, turned up, getting pulled and shit.
Because, like, a lot of these marriages, right, like our parents' generation, I don't know about you, but my parents' generation and things like that, that's what I saw. And it's not like people didn't stop doing that, to your point. But now they just get divorced, you know, 4 or 5 years later. It's like, okay, cool. I guess I'm fucking somebody's ex-wife. So
it's like.
Shout out to the ex-wives.
Yeah, shout out to all the beautiful ex-wives.
Shout out to the ex-husbands that taught these ex-wives all that freaky shit. Because she wasn't a hoe, right? But y'all experimented so much. So I recently saw some shit like that. I don't know, in somebody's post online. I can't find it. But they were talking about how men, we want experienced women, right?
Yeah.
But we don't want them to have high body count. Oh, yeah. It was from the Hard or Soft podcast. They were talking about that with Gigi McGuire.
Do you care about a woman body count?
Yeah. And let's get into that. So they were talking about that. And somebody made the point in the comments, like, you can be very experienced in bed, right? But it was all with the same person.
Yeah.
Like, y'all just were very experimental. But I guess let me ask you this. How many times have you seen that, though?
With a woman that...
Who,
with a low
she's experienced,
count?
But she wasn't a hoe. But her and her exes, even if she just had, like, three exes, she haven't been sleeping around, but she's very experimental. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
She's hella experienced because of that and not being promiscuous.
I just think, you know, a lot of different women handle themselves differently depending on the woman that it is. And you got some women that really, like, they don't put themselves out there like that, and they don't sleep with a lot of men. And you know what I'm saying? Like, they have low body counts, and they still freaky as fucking shit. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
But they're experimental.
Yeah, it's just like, like they just not thinking about sex and niggas all day. Like they, like you got a lot of chicks out here that well, got multiple they, degrees
even if they
and
do,
careers and shit.
What's the word? They're disciplined.
Yeah, they got more discipline. Yeah, they can hold off on that shit.
Yeah, they're selective, but when they do find a guy that they really vibe with and they want to sleep with,
yeah,
now they'll open up and do all this crazy stuff.
But that don't mean they ain't super freaks and shit.
Right,
they just
exactly.
don't want to fuck with everybody.
And that's why I don't like that whole thing. Like, people, we don't even have to keep it to women. Like, people with high body counts are just, or my bad. That's why I don't like that thing about people that are very sexually advanced, you know, freaking all that shit, are automatically hoes. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of times it does go together.
But I don't even care. Like, if a woman got a high body count, bro, I don't.
But not all the time.
I can't judge a woman off of that because I probably got a high ass body count too. So I can't judge no woman off of how many niggas she fucked. You know what I'm saying? It's
why?
Just like.
What number you think you're around?
I don't
even. Because I know after a certain age, it's corny as fuck to keep track.
I honestly, bro, I don't.
You got a ballpark.
Bro, I don't even know my Colorado. I've been in Colorado for 2 years last week, and I don't even know the Colorado body count.
Oh, damn.
But I don't know. I don't have even no number that I could
I
even think of.
To, crazy.
So, like, a lifelong body count, bro, I lost count.
Right.
Shit, I lost count when I was, like, 20 years old.
Plus, that shit is corny. The older you get, I don't know, definitely in my younger 20s and shit. I think I was more fixated on that, maybe trying to prove some shit. But now, I'm not too proud to admit that. But now I'm like, that shit is like, I just want to get what I want when I want it. Not to sound crazy, because that does sound crazy. But you get what I mean? I want to have the experiences that I want to experience.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm more, worried about that. But yeah, back to the body count. So why do you think that guys don't like high body count?
Like, because they probably like, bro, I don't know why they wouldn't. I mean, I know why. Like, I mean, it's just like crazy for a woman to say, like, yeah, I fucked 200 niggas. You know what I'm saying? But to me, I'm like, I wouldn't, I don't know. Like, I don't really have expectations when it comes to like women and their body counts and shit. Like, women ain't the same. Like, women just fucking living life these days. You know what I'm saying? They doing whatever the fuck they yeah. want to do. Like, yeah. most of these women, like, I when I be going out and these women be like, I'm single and shit. I be like, shit.
Yeah.
I don't have no.
Yes,
I don't
please.
Have no words for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, live your fucking life. If you want to fuck 500 niggas by the time you die,
let's
fuck
go.
Them niggas, man.
Come on, let me be one of them.
Yeah.
337th.
Just like, don't be stingy. You know, like share. Sharing is caring.
So, yeah, no. I fuck with it. Damn. There you go. That's some more toxic. Bad
like, because some women pussy be so good. Like, multiple Jeez, people need
right?
to try that shit. Like,
right.
you can't just, like,
right.
give the one ass nigga good, that good ass. Like, bro, it's like.
Share.
Yeah, it's. You need
share.
To, you need to, make it go around.
You learned that in fucking at 3 years old. Share.
But like, I want to do women. I want to like. All right, so like, the nigga that got all the hoes is the ones that women be attracted to. So do women care about a nigga that fuck 1,000 bitches?
Probably.
I don't think. Like, I think that just make
so.
A woman want to fuck with that nigga more. You know.
I mean, we know the effect that had. I mean, I wish there was a woman in the room, but if I were to guess, because from things I've heard women say, they say they don't want a man that slept with all these.
We might have one coming in a few.
Okay, all right.
Let's see. We might get a different perspective on this right now.
So here's why I think men do not like high body count women. First of all, it's the sheer embarrassment, right?
Yeah.
Like, when you're out with your girl, right? Like, I'm talking about this is your girlfriend or wife, right? And you're out and about, and she has sex with a lot of these men in the city, right? That's kind of embarrassing to, you know, be going around and people looking at y'all sideways or kiki.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. Like, look, personal experience. So I was talking to this chick out here, and, like, I seen her in the club one night at Native, you know what I'm saying? But I seen her at Native, and,
Gang, gang.
I noticed that she had, like, hoe tendencies, you know what I'm saying?
Like what?
And she followed me, so
what are women's whole tendencies?
She followed me, so like when we post this shit, she gonna see it. But I don't care, you know. You gotta like put the shit out there. But anyway, she had like these whole tendencies.
Well,
and,
what was that?
Just like very friendly. Like any nigga that'll come up to you, like you basically like entertaining all these niggas and shit.
Like
you know
she
what
didn't
I'm
even
saying?
Know these men.
Yeah, just random ass niggas, bro.
Like, you were trying to talk to her, and even while you were trying to talk to her,
I wasn't trying to talk to her because you know I was like. Every time I see her, I go to, like, the other side of the club and, like, you know, because I'm doing my shit, too. You know, I'm being the hoe for show in the club. I'm single, so I don't really care, like, women, like, try to judge me and shit. Like, take me off the fucking market. Like, take me out the trap.
Nay.
You know, but I seen this shit from my old girl, and it just turned me off to her because... You know, like, don't come up to me and try to be, like, all on me and, like, hugging on me and shit.
Oh, you think like that?
Yeah, and then, like, nah, like, you know, like, all these niggas, like, you know, like, looking at me and shit. Like, something, like I'm a simp-ass nigga because all y'all niggas fuck this hoe. And then I'm sitting here hugging and kissing this bitch. Gotcha. And you know what I'm saying? Like, hell nah. Like, I need me, like, a stiff-ass woman that even when we go out, like, if we out in public and shit, you standing on business and, like, you know what I'm saying? You ain't being on all that friendly shit because if I go out with a woman, just say I take a woman out to dinner and, like, I see 7 girls in the restaurant that I know and they all coming up to me, hugging me and, like, little conversations. And so I don't never want to feel disrespected by no woman.
If your relationship is set up like that, right? Is disrespectful, right? Because some people, they don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In fact, some people are the type of people, like, they have that type of relationship where if the woman were to see that, it actually gets her a little bit wetter.
Yeah.
But that's because, and y'all have that understanding, but I'm
gotta have that level of respect.
Aren't like that.
Bro, it's so crazy because, like, a woman will, like, do some disrespectful shit and then get mad at you for getting mad at her for being disrespectful.
Right. On some toxic
like, bitch,
shit.
What the
on
fuck?
Some, on some gaslighting shit. I'm like, wait, what?
I kind of just like be kind of like to myself,
but
though.
You gotta be above that. Like, you gotta not be a bitch ass nigga, basically. Because otherwise, you gonna get played.
You,
if
like,
you dealing with a hoe and you're a good guy, you will get played.
You know, you gotta stick to the game. You gotta stick to the H Town way of life and keep it player. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta.
But
even,
not everybody's a player.
Yeah, everybody
fact,
not.
Most people aren't. But, most people are just normal guys. We just like to go out, party. Yeah.
You just
see, even one of those fucking hoes.
You just can't really show your weakness too many times.
There you go, and that's the tough part about
yeah,
dating.
No, you can't show your weakness, bro. You gotta like really.
That's the tough part about dating.
Yeah,
everybody they's too scared to show their cards. Like to me, that's what a real relationship is: we both showing each other's cards, all of them. Oh, okay, all right. I had that joker over here.
Yeah, but it don't be like that.
We
though.
All show.
It don't
all right,
be like
here's
that.
My cards.
Cause like just say a woman out here like being a real. Fucking hoe in these streets, you know what I'm saying? Like she slutted out for real. When, if she like you, she not gonna try to show you that side of her.
Yeah.
But that don't mean that she gonna that side of her gonna leave. You
okay,
know what I'm
so
saying?
Let's talk about
she's
that.
Gonna try to hide that shit. So then,
and
when,
don't you think that's tough? Because sometimes it's like, yo, this could be a good relationship. I just want you to be truthful with your history and how you are. If you know what I'm saying, but
yeah.
A lot of like. Even if you are the type of guy who's like, all right, like, just tell me that, and, you know, I can work with that. How do you even express that to a woman who has that type of past? You see what
I'm
saying?
This is how I see it, though. Like,
honestly, how do you even express that without her getting offended, right? Because she's trying to hide that shit, even though you picked up on it.
Yeah.
Right? So how do you, it's like, I don't know. That's what's tricky, too.
I just feel like, though, like.
Because maybe she's trying to get rescued, too.
Yeah, but I just feel like when you, like, people going to show you, like, when somebody show you who they are, believe it. So even if she come to you and she like that and she hiding that shit, they just automatically let you know she's going to hide shit forever. She going to lie. And, you know, that's who she is. So, like, if you meet a woman that come to you, like, and she
sometimes.
Just honest from the jump, she don't give a fuck what she say to you and if it's, like. Like, she gonna tell you the truth no matter what, how you take it, how you feel. Then you know, like, all right, if I fuck with her, shit, she gonna be honest about shit. She might, you know, say some crazy shit one day, maybe mad and shit, but at least she gonna say that shit versus come in and they always hide and shit and, you know, trying to make it seem like they this person when they not. That's pretty much who they are anyway. So, like, to me, like, if somebody showed me who they are, I just believe it from the jump. Like, I don't never try to, like, put expectations, like, oh, this person gonna be different, or I'm gonna tell them I want this, and they gotta try to be this for me.
Operative word, you said show me who they are, not tell me.
Yeah.
So that means, but you're not, like, naive. You're paying attention. A lot
I pay very close attention to people.
What people tell them.
Nah, words don't mean shit to me. A woman can call you every day and say you love me, and then you can tell her and say, hey, call me at 10:30, and then she call you the next morning like, oh, my bad, I fell asleep. But then the whole time she was supposed to be asleep, her little green light was on Instagram. Mm-hmm. She was online the whole time. You know what I'm saying? Like, words can – anybody can tell you some shit, man. Show me.
She was getting trained by, you know, your neighbor.
You never fucking know. You know what I'm talking about? You never fucking know.
She had a dick in her throat.
And she tell, you know, like, I hate when women tell me I fell asleep. Even they fell asleep. I hate when fucking women say that shit. Fuck going to sleep.
Yeah,
I'm up all night.
Nah, that's fucked up.
If I told you, if I ever tell anybody that I went to sleep, you just know I'm lying to you already. Because I don't even, I go to sleep when the fucking sun come
up. He's giving himself away. I haven't done that. Okay, so, all right, so that's number one reason why guys don't like high body count. It's because of embarrassment, but... Number two, I think a lot of people don't get into this. We talked about it a little bit, but even just being promiscuous, like, in general, like, there's a reason why people say you can't make a hoe into a housewife, right?
I think you can.
Because it depends if they are – it's like a drug, right? Like, people are sex addicts.
Yeah.
I was talking to my cousin, you know, maybe a month ago or whatever, in Houston at my great-aunt's funeral, you know, rest in peace, Aunt Jean, but – this man, like, I think he's like 55 or something, 57. He's like, yo, I'm a sex addict. My guy got like 30 baby moms, something like that.
God damn.
Real talk. Yeah, man. I was like, so how many kids you got? He's like, I don't know.
Yeah, that nigga must got some money, bro.
I don't even know. I don't know what he does to get. I mean, he was telling me stories, sidebar. He was telling me stories like how he was young. They had him out there as a pool shark, like when he was a kid and shit. So he's getting money that way and then other type of shit. So I'm sure he does some street shit.
Yeah.
Ain't none of my business. But what I will say is people are sex addicts, right?
Uh-huh.
So you get – that's really how I'm looking at it. Is you're getting people that are sex addicts, right? But they're like, okay, I do want a relationship. I want a committed monogamous relationship. I don't think that's the type of relationship for them. So I guess that's why I'm saying – relating it back to the original point is guys don't like women with high body counts. A lot of those women with high body counts, it's because they're sex addicts and they're not ready. They're not truly ready. Most of them aren't truly ready to dial that back and be monogamous, right? Like, if you, like, I listen to a lot of these crazy sex podcasts. We react to them on this podcast, like a lot of the porn star podcasts and shit. A lot of them, they be in relationships, porn stars.
Yeah, they be married and shit.
Yeah, married and all that shit, right? Like, I was just listening to one with Kazumi. Shout out to that, the Asian chick. I guess she got a nigga and everything. But guess what? They're allowed to have boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever, and do all this. They're swingers, right? Because they're still sex addicts, right? So I think a lot of these men that are like, no, I don't want a high body count is because, yo, I'm not a sex addict. I'm down to be monogamous. I don't want to get in a relationship with somebody who's not ready for that, right?
Yeah.
And then she ended up cheating on me and shit. So, you know what I'm saying?
All right, so, like, I was, you know, doing some DM sliding the other day. Well, like, a couple weeks ago. And I was, like, sliding this one chick DM. And she was like, look, we can hang out and we can be cool and shit. But I'm letting you know, like, I ain't looking for no relationship and shit. And I was like, you know what? I actually respect that because I don't think I am either, you know? Like... And it was, like, so loud because then we went out to, like, Native and shit. And she was putting me on bitches and shit. I was like, this is live. And, like,
those are
you know, like.
Women. You don't fuck them. Those are the dopest women.
Yeah. And it was so fucking fun because, like,
that's your point
at first
guard.
We was out. And, like, this little chick, she came and started dancing on me. So I'm looking at the chick and I'm like, I don't want to be disrespectful to this shit, though. You know what I'm saying? But she was encouraging the shit, so I'm like, damn, all right, that's cool. So then, like, we went and did some, like, other shit, and, like, she was, like, putting me on some more hoes, and I was like, all right, she cool as fuck. But I think that's what women want, too. Like, sometimes a woman want to be a hoe, or she want to talk to other niggas, or she want to talk to a nigga, like maybe it's a nigga that's a friend or something, or they have some type of history, and just say like she with her nigga and this nigga be like tripping and shit, and she go say what's up to this nigga that's, you know, a nigga that probably ain't never fucked, and you know, she probably went to school with this nigga and son, so she go give him a hug, and it's in our nature to try to have like a little small conversation, you know, see where her mind at, see if, you know, we might can get some, you know, just, it's just our nature to,
you're not gonna just
give her a hug and let her walk away. We're gonna like have a little conversation. and you a nigga
respectfully
that,
respectfully for her ass grab.
And just imagine that you the nigga that she with, and she go, you know, randomly walk off and like go say what's up to a nigga she know. And you sit over here and you get mad. And she come back to you and now you got an attitude and you fuck around and mad and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like when women see like signs of like those insecurities and shit, they just automatically like don't want that shit no more, because, you know, it just they know that they can't be they natural. Like, no woman is ever, I don't care how many times you get on her ass or tell her what you like and what you don't like, no woman is never gonna only talk to you. Like, you're never gonna be the only nigga that she communicates with. I'm not saying talk to as in dating and shit.
Let's just back on that in a second,
because
shit is crazy.
But you gonna never be the only one. She going to work, bro. As soon as she walk outside that house, if she a bad chick, every nigga finna try to.
Way better at having more options than men. It just is what it is.
Hey, that's why I don't even try, like, you go try to go to a war with a woman when it come down to like her getting mad, and she be like, all right, fine, go do your thing. I'm going to do my thing. No, you not, motherfucker, because I can't do my shit how you do your shit. All you got to do is walk outside.
No, I'm sorry.
It's going to take me a minute to, like, you know what I'm saying, build some shit up and, like.
Right.
She just go one day, like, baby, like, fuck that. Hell no, I'm not competing with Child House. Not even going that competition. I got a little couple things, too, but.
Right.
Hey, I'm not even going to. I ain't going to war with no woman when it come to that shit, because, nigga, you going to be the one looking mad every time, because she's going to outdo you every time.
Yeah. See, at least you're a real nigga and you know that. A lot of these
dudes.
Well, actually, very few of them can play that game, but look at who those dudes are. Like, they got hella clout, money, they. You know, they might look hella good or whatever to women. So, shit is crazy. But, all right, third reason why I think guys don't like a woman with high body count is for the simple fact that a lot of these women, like I said before, they tend to be horny. They're hornier.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't know if I could please a woman that's that horny. You know what I mean? I truly don't. Like, you're that, you want to fuck multiple times a day. This is just an example. Like, I don't know if I could do that. You know what I'm saying? And because I can't keep up with you, like, I think that you're going to cheat on me, which a lot of times it does happen because I can't keep up with you. So I'm just saying, like, I feel like there's a lot of valid reasons why guys don't like to date women seriously with a high body count. Like, straight up. And I get why women lie about it. In fact, given all those reasons, which I think are valid, I don't blame them for lying about it. But at the same time, it's like, tell me the truth so I can know what I'm getting into. Please don't lie to me.
Hey, you ever like...
Unless you're really down to change, right? Because there are some people, like I said, there are some sex addicts. And they really like, you know what? I'm done.
Hey, you ever
they have to make that choice.
Have a female, she be like, like slip me out or something. You know how like that figure of speech, slip me out. So you ever have a chick like tell you some shit like that, and then you like really slip her ass out, and then like after you done, you be sitting there thinking about it. You be like, damn, this hoe like really just a fucking disgusting nasty ass bitch, bro. Like
you lost respect for her because of what she let you do to her.
I'm like, this all need to go. Like, how nasty.
Like, all right, so tell me a story about that.
Now
when
I feel like
you did some crazy nasty shit to a woman.
I ain't gonna say I'm not gonna say like the context of what was happening, but it's just some women like their level of being a freak is up there. Like it's. Like, some women will go above and beyond. Like, they just, like, don't give a fuck. Like, they down for, like, truly down for whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say, like, I lose respect or nothing like that. But it's just, like, that moment of after you sit there and, like, do certain shit, you just be sitting there like,
damn,
this bitch is...
You don't get raunchy? You don't tell no details?
Yeah,
what did you do? What did you just, do to this woman?
It just be like, man, this how, like...
What'd you do to this woman?
All right, just say, like, for instance, like, a woman giving you some head, and then she just go above and beyond, like just some top notch. Just she just get nasty, like spitting, just she just wild with the shit. You know what I'm saying? You just like, but
because I've had that before, and I don't like disrespect her. That particular ad, I didn't disrespect them. I looked at him like, holy fuck. If anything, I built my respect. And I'm not pandering because we don't pander on this fucking podcast. You know the fuck. This is Toxic Goddamn Tangents. Like the video. But yeah, if anything, I built more respect because I didn't. I won't say no names. You know who they were. But I didn't really think they were all that attractive before. But after that, I'm like, I'm more attracted to because I'm like, oh shit, that's a woman. Like, yeah. God damn it, she grabbed that dick and she handled it.
I feel like woman that gives, like, great head, like, they relationships last longer. Or, like, women that love to give head, I think their relationships. I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't want to, like, fuck with no women that be like, ugh, head, that's nasty. Or, like, I don't suck dick. I can't. Really? I don't want that.
I can live without head the rest of my life, but.
Nah.
Cause not me. All I need is pussy.
I need a head, like, great head. Like, I like to be, like, riding in the car and she just be like,
oh, you need pull your dick out. Eat her.
Yeah. I need, like,
I mean, that's a good, different type of connection.
Sloppy
isn't it?
Top consistently.
Like, for real, like, not even, because that does sound crazy. Like for real, having your penis in a woman's mouth is just like a different type of intimacy. It's a different type
of connection.
I need,
like, a Korean Stephens. For the people that grew up in that area, I need like a Korean Stephens.
Like for real, like not even on no dumbass toxic shit. Like it's just a different type of like connection and intimacy. Like, yeah, whoa, I feel like you love me so much that you really tried your best to put like down your throat.
I feel like she loved me more or something. You know, like she, you know. Man, like, I don't know. It's crazy, but yeah. I feel like that's a necessity
really
in like a relationship.
About it. You know, with the both hands and like, oh my god!
But you know, it's crazy. Like, I don't be eating hoes pussy though. I just don't.
That's toxic.
You got to be like just a badass bitch. You know what I'm saying? You got to smell, just smell like you ain't been outside in like 5 days. Cause I be thinking about some crazy ass shit, bro. So I just be don't doing it. But I still be wanting head. And sometimes like a woman won't say shit, but then sometimes she be like, how the fuck you want so much head, but you don't want to eat no pussy? And I just be like, man, it's a slippery slope.
Why is it a slippery slope? You think it's a power thing?
Ain't no power thing. It's just like, all right, so like earlier we was talking about women that's like hoes and shit. Like, and I be like, man, this hoe probably done fucked a bunch of niggas, and I'm finna put my mouth on that shit. I don't know what these niggas be doing, man.
So
man.
She doesn't know what you have done to
I know, right?
Women, so... I don't know, and trust me, I think the same way, but sometimes you do gotta, like, check that shit and be like, well, you know what? I've been out here, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I mean, not saying that I won't do it, because, like, sometimes I will do it. It's enjoyable sometimes, but then sometimes I just, like, I don't know. I just, I ain't even doing it. Most of the time, I'm not doing it.
Like, we got into some good-ass topics. I feel like we had productive conversations that weren't, like, very male-dominated and shit like that. Like, nah, we was actually...
We kind of spoke like, on some good perspectives on shit.
Nah, we was actually talking, like, real shit and not just nigga shit.
The women might be upset about some things, but then they would have to agree.
And you know what? This is one of the few podcasts I think I'm more
we talked
on
about
the women's
body count.
Side this time.
We talked about body count. Club hoes. All right,
okay, so we were talking about...
No, we didn't say anything bad about body count, though.
No, and we didn't. Okay. Because, like I said, if you listen to the podcast, shout out to my co-host, Elise, I'm usually the one on some nigga shit, and she's usually the one to, like, pull me back. But I feel like... I don't know why. I just get it in this mode when I have guests. I'm, like, the opposite. Probably because I know, like, niggas is niggas. No offense, but I know
niggas.
Niggas
gone
niggas,
nigga, man.
So I'm like, all right, I gotta be that balance.
Somebody gotta do it in the
room. Yeah. Me and Elise, we like Shaq and Kobe. You feel me? Anyways, fuck Mike. No, I'm just playing.
Shout out to the Lakers, too.
Shout out to the Nuggets. I should have said Jokic and Murray, nigga.
Shout out to Murray, nigga.
Shout,
you should have said
going back to back, nigga.
You should have said like Hakeem and Drexler.
No,
shout out to the Rockets.
No, I meant what I said. I meant Jokic and Murray.
Do Nebraska even Me have and a Lise, basketball
we
team?
We like Jokic and Murray, nigga.
What'd I tell you about that?
Nuggets going back to back. What you know?
Shout out to the Cornhuskers.
No, absolutely not.
What's wrong with the Corn? They lost yesterday.
I know they did.
A black corn husker.
Here we go.
She used to husk corns.
I never.
Did you used to play cornhole?
Corn in my life. Never played cornhole. Well, I do in my older, like now that I'm older, but.
You know what cornhole is, right?
I do know it.
Because I know the game bags. They're like, no, call it bags.
But it's called cornhole?
Call it bags? You call it cornhole.
Well, I've heard both because there's.
You talking about when you throw it in the hole?
Yeah, right? That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's called cornhole.
Yeah, but I've heard don't call it that because there's some people. It might mean something else.
Oh, it's like some people identify as cornholes?
No, like
I don't know.
Like they talk about cornhole like anal.
I thought that's where you was going with it. Okay, I thought that.
I'm about to say you from Nebraska. You knew what I was talking about.
Why the fuck did they call that cornhole though? Like I don't get the why would that relate to?
Well, the people can't hear you. They just hear me talking to like basically myself. What? Can you mind jumping on the mic real quick?
I turned it your way.
She said she never rocked a mic in her life.
Whatever.
Why you just Denver micro? I'm gonna steal that. Next time I'm talking about a whole.
I barely listen.
Yeah, she's a mic rocker.
Listen.
Talks very.
The one
I be having to disrespect this man. He be making me disrespect this him though. So, and I want to say as a Nebraska native. I personally have never heard anyone use it in an anal way.
So
maybe that's like in the white thing, you know what I'm saying? They'd be saying, you know, white people be saying some crazy. Yeah, okay, you know, they'd be doing.
So how the hell you end up here in Denver, Colorado?
Ooh, I moved here, I want to say, in 2015.
Okay.
So.
All right, almost 9 years. You're almost a Denver native.
You know, basically, you know what I'm saying? Count me in. Count me in.
Native American people hate that. There's hella Native American
people
out here.
There is. My sister's dad lives out here.
Nigga, this is like their land.
Yeah.
Like Pueblo, Colorado. Have you been there? Like literally you can see in the mountain like their home. That's why they call it Pueblo, because Pueblo means house. And they built that shit into the fucking mountain. Yeah, nigga, like, nigga, this is America. This is their fucking land.
Yes, sir.
All over this fucking country. But that's the Native American history of this land.
Yes, yes. So, yeah, I moved here in 2015. I moved here with my sister, actually, but then she ended up not liking it. So she went back home and I stayed.
To Nebraska?
To Nebraska to live her small town life. I love her, though.
She could have moved to a small town in northern Colorado.
I know, right?
It would have been I was just in Johnstown.
Oh, yeah.
The Buc-ee's. Yep. Shout out to Buc-ee's, I guess.
How's it out? How is it? I heard it was packed.
It was. And actually, Buc-ee's is straight.
That's a Texas.
That's right.
Like, definitely shout out to them Texans. They came up here. This isn't even the biggest Buc-ee's. That shit is huge.
Yeah.
I don't know how many pumps, but besides that, like the food, like I'm not gonna lie, and I'm gonna say this in my Out in Denver video. People not gonna like this. That brisket sandwich is better than the fucking brisket at most of these barbecue spots.
Ooh.
Why y'all playing? Only thing I don't like the sauce that they put on is a little too sweet.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not. It was good. I could go on and on, but I got the beaver nuggets. Those are straight. Like, they food is straight. Like, that's why people hype it. I wouldn't say it's like the best thing I ever had, but it's like a solid like 4 out of 5.
Okay. I'm gonna have to go
like a consistent 4 out of 5. I'm like, actually, I could see the hype. You feel me?
Okay, worth the drive. Worth the drive is what you're saying.
Well, what part of town do you live? Like Denver, Denver, or do you live up north?
No, I live like Denver.
Well, when
north
I say up north,
is like
maybe
Longmont,
like,
right?
Yeah, well, maybe there, or even like Westminster. Because that's closer to Johnstown.
To Johnstown, okay.
I
mean, I'm still willing to drive though.
I would say
for the experience.
I would say do it one time.
Yes.
When you go there, get different things because they have so much food. Like, get the fudge.
I've seen the fudge.
The jerky.
Yes, I've seen all of that.
Get one of them brisket sandwiches. You know, like, get a few different things. Maybe even get some merch to make it, you know, worth your while.
Okay.
So I would say do that. And then also, obviously, if you're passing through town, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you're on a road trip and, hey, we need gas anyway. Oh, there's a Buc-ee's because we can get some gas and it's kind of lit. So, okay. That's why Buc-ee's is doing numbers. Shout out to them. Y'all need to pay me. But they probably won't because they don't need the. Anyways, I won't get into that.
I don't like how. All right, so, like, all the Texas shit, they build it so far from Denver. Like, Whataburger, you got to go all the way to Colorado.
Oh, there's a Whataburger in Colorado Springs. Yeah.
Papa Do's. Like, Papa Do's.
That's in the tech center.
Yeah, but that's far from me.
The boy.
That's far from you.
He's just, like, 45 minutes.
I feel you.
Yeah, that's.
Downtown.
Yeah.
That was fine.
Like, all the Texas shit far. Even they got a Rudy's Barbecue, like, way in
where?
Colorado Springs.
Rudy's? Do they?
Yeah, and that's like, you know,
oh, I did
like
hear about
potatoes
that.
And shit in Texas. It's like a gas station. You walk in, it's a barbecue restaurant. And they got that shit in Colorado.
When I was in Houston, I went to this gas station. They had like a little taco spot in there. That motherfucker was so good.
Wait, what happened in Houston?
Nah.
Oh, come on, story time.
We are not gonna talk about that right now.
Just talk to tangents.
Okay, listen.
But they might know your voice.
They might know my name. Don't.
Oh, yeah, you did say your name.
Mm-hmm.
Why, are you a stripper?
Ain't nobody named Roger.
I know
zero.
Exactly.
Yeah,
he a lie. But
I'll give y'all her.
No, I'm not a stripper either. No, I never started. Don't even play. I could have been.
You should.
Should have been.
Hey, PTs, they hiring.
Why would I go there?
If it's like,
I would not ever strip nowhere in Denver.
I heard the beginner strippers go to Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
They're like the ones on Federal. Like they're, what's the one right by Players Club? Dandy Dan. Shout out to Dandy Dan.
I fuck with Dandy Dan.
That, no, that's for them Spanish bitches that don't know no fucking English.
They freaky as hell.
Yeah, they know how to shake that ass. They don't know no English.
They don't know no English.
Corner of the club, and then you like a line, and like be like a line of niggas getting like lap dances. They be going hard too, bro.
I ain't never even been in there. That's crazy.
I want to go to Dandy Dan's tonight.
Let's go.
Hey, Dandy Dez is the move. Dandy Dez is cool though. But okay, so what are we talking about? Why the hell did you move here from Nebraska?
Oh yeah, so originally just with my sister because she wanted. So her dad lives out here, so she moved out here to be closer to her dad. But she ain't like it, so she went back home like 2 months later, and so I just stayed, and I've been here ever since.
I mean. I've been telling a lot of people, like, Denver is not a small city, to be honest, but it's bigger than places like that. Like,
most
anything
definitely.
In Nebraska, like, Denver is the big city to, like, Nebraska, Montana, fucking Iowa, like, Utah. Like, so all them bitches be moving here, excuse my language, all those women be moving here, and here's the reason why I got an issue with it.
Why you got an issue with it?
Because women in Denver think that they're higher than what they are. Like,
absolutely.
They think they're a 7 or a 8 or maybe even a 10.
When they're really a 3.
But they really like a 5.
I agree.
Or a 4. It's because they're better here. You
Denver's
see,
not an ass place. You
well, they ain't even, got even, no even, motive.
Even if you don't look
no
at the ass, I'm like,
nothing.
Bitch, what? Like, these girls be delusional out here.
They definitely
and
do.
And no, but I don't think they are, actually. They know they can't pull that shit out in L.A.
That's why they stay here.
Atlanta, exactly. That's why they stay here. Because they know they queen here.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely.
Man, I need to move.
Well, I do want to say, I agree with you wholeheartedly with that. And
well, this is Menver, so you're good. You're surrounded by dicks here.
Well,
yeah, you're surrounded by cocks. You just got cocks all over.
What if I like girls though?
You like women?
No, but what if?
Ain't no what if.
Denver's a pretty gay city. Nigga, Colorado has a gay governor. The fuck?
Who?
Yeah, Governor Polis.
He gay? He be on that shit.
Y'all governor is gay.
Yeah, we have one of the biggest gay pride parades.
I think
we're after, like, San Francisco.
In Texas, our governor don't have he in a wheelchair.
Your governor is a disrespectful son of a bitch.
Governor
he
Abbott.
Don't care about nothing.
A lot of people don't fuck with Abbott.
Shit, he don't care about nobody but nigga. Abbott.
I like people like that. Like, I like Donald Trump. I like how he don't do it.
I like their
fuck
attitudes.
Abbott, fuck Donald
their
Trump.
Attitudes.
Their ideas sometimes is stupid.
They are like, stupid,
the way
yes.
They handle themselves from, like, this no give a fuck attitude.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, so that's how I feel about the dating scene about, like, on my side as a man in Denver. Like, honestly,
Well, the men suck too, so.
And that's what I keep hearing.
Denver niggas have horrible... Like, if you talk to any woman and ask them about a nigga from Colorado, bro...
We have horrible rapport.
The reviews are bad.
They're negative.
And I don't know why. I'm like, y'all are surrounded by men and you can't figure it out.
No, it's y'all.
And I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I'm sorry. I don't believe that because... All right, take the opposite of December, of the city, which is Atlanta, right?
Right.
This is literally the polar opposite. Like,
it's the white Atlanta.
Not only is it black dominated in Atlanta, right, but also is woman dominated. You see what I'm saying? Like, okay. This is literally the opposite in two ways. And when you hear men go to Atlanta, we like, oh, yo, shit, we in heaven. Right? So why don't you see that on the women's side here? Not only, like, y'all are surrounded by men.
I don't know, but when I go to Atlanta, I feel the same way. Here, y'all don't have, I don't know you personally. I want to categorize you with everybody else. But y'all just don't, like, have, like...
We don't have the motivation.
The motivation and, like, the eagerness to be good men.
So what's
there's too many hoish niggas here. Like, y'all are all hoes. So y'all don't have
the hoes is influencing other men to be hoes.
No,
too?
Y'all all hoes. There's not one nigga I done met here who ain't a hoe.
Damn,
I'm a hoe too. So yeah,
you a
hoe.
You
know you a
hoe
ass nigga.
What does that say about y'all? Because there's more of us. There is more men over here. If we all hoes, so that means we're fucking all the same women. And it's even worse because it's a smaller pool of women. What does that say about
y'all?
Do
you think there's a smaller pool of women?
So should I get no? We fucked the white.
Y'all fucking everybody. So the
even in the black community,
y'all is equally as big.
Even in the black community, all.
What?
I'm just being nicer because I'm speaking about black women.
I don't
but
too many black women out here.
Cause
nigga,
you
you're a native. How
here.
Do you not meet too many black women?
I
will say,
like, even when I go to lobby and shit, bro, I be like, it's always like more Mexican than white women. It be some black women, but
I, so
black.
I will say, yeah, it does feel it feels like the black women out here are more conservative.
They don't go out as much.
No, they don't.
They don't.
I need y'all to pop out.
No, they don't.
Pop that pussy.
The clubs need to do better.
I think
over
in Aurora, you'll see all the black women.
There are.
I thought there is clubs in Aurora.
Go to Challengers.
Challengers is a popular spot.
So the place out
there. I ain't never been there.
I only got a Native. Shout out.
No, and I agree with you.
Native be popping.
I think.
Place I ever want to go.
Native. Native is lit though.
Where is Dijon on a Saturday?
No, I've talked about this on here before. I think the black women out here. Come outside. No, we wait. Come out. It's okay. You can come outside. Come party with us. Because you know, sometimes y'all like to talk about how we be fucking these snow bunnies or the Mexican women or Asian or whatever. I'm like, that's because you're not there. Especially when I get drunk, I'm fucking what's in front of me. If you're not in front of me, I'm not fucking you. I need you to be right here. I want you to be right here. We're asking you to be right here. You know what I'm saying? But you're not here. So,
hey,
you know.
In Colorado,
that's
Spanish
that.
Yeah, join the wholeness.
Spanish,
hold them.
Spanish women be having some big-ass lips
like that's because they do lip fillers.
Collagen. That's a lot of collagen. Yeah.
I thought I was tripping because I was like.
Cause you,
bro, no,
you
all these, any bitch that's not like, black that has Spanish big lips, 50% of them at least got collagen.
How dare you act this ignorant?
And not only that, no. And here's what a young lady told me recently. Shout out to her. I'm not going to say her name, but she dances and shit. But she said she got that shit like years ago and it still, like, it lasts. I didn't know that. I thought that
they
shit
do last.
Never sold
eventually
lips.
They do, I thought. After.
Right, but I didn't know it lasts years. That's what she was telling me. So that's why you think it's natural because when it's not plump and full, like, fresh, and let's say you catch her like 3 months, 5 months later, like, she going to have that shit for another, like, year or two, right? Think that's natural. You
yeah,
feel
that's
me?
That.
Shit is
that's
fucked that. Up, man. I don't like it. So that's what I mean. I like little
together.
Lip women to be little women, little lip together. Women, and I like my big lip women to be big lip. Stop fucking up. I know you don't naturally have big lips when you got little titties, you got little ass, you got little facial feet. You don't have wide nostrils, bitch. I can tell those big ass lips are not natural. I don't like that. Shout out to all the women with wide nostrils and big lips to match. I love that shit.
I almost forgot what that is.
Because that shit is natural. Like, we can tell. If we not drunk or high, we can tell.
Because she said... Yeah, because I didn't get the topic.
Yeah, because I know I'm speaking facts here. Like, yeah, let's do this. We will do a part two. Toxic Tangents Podcast.
Toxic Tangents Podcast.